So unless you've been living under a rock recently or were born after, I guess, 1995, then you'll know that in September last year, the Pixies dropped a brand new album called Head Carrier. Now, it was only 2 years after Indy Cindy, but that then was their first album since 1991. Now, more importantly, Head Carrier has something that Indy Cindy didn't, an international tour. Yeah, the Pixies are in Australia and they're going to be hitting Sydney on Tuesday, March 7. Now, David Lovering is the drummer. He's been with the group since the absolute very beginning. He joins me on the phone. David, I can't believe it's been, 6 years since we last saw you in Australia. I mean, first and foremost, welcome back.
Thank you.
But what did we do 6 years ago? Was the beer bad or the coffee terrible? I mean, you know, what ruined Australia for you?
No, not at all.
Look, it is great to have you back, but I'm really curious, like, Head Carrier, when did you look at that and think, this is a tour-worthy album, we need to get out and about?
Oh, I love it because, you know, Indy Cindy was a scary one, you know, on the comeback of doing that first one. And because of all the trepidation of, you know, oh, everyone's going to compare it with the old one. But we're in the swing of it because we think we're a revival band. And that was the impetus. Again, let's just go ahead and do the next one. And it was just a lot easier doing the next one, considering we had 6 weeks of pre-production and everything to get this, you know, really learn all the songs. And it was just so comfortable going in the studio and making them your own. And we're just very happy with the outcome of it. So, and I can tell you also, Nick, that playing them so far, they're working so well with our old songs and everything. The audience is loving it. So it's perfect.
Yeah, look, a lot's been made about the kind of longer than usual pre-production time for you. I mean, apart from just getting it nailed down, how different was that in terms of working with the other guys?
Oh, it was great, because what we were trying to do is kind of relive what we did when we were a baby band, because, you know, that's when, like, when Come On Pilgrim or Surfer Rosa, we had plenty of time around Boston to play for, like, 6 or 7 months with these songs and really learn them. And, you know, picking up the new producer, Tom Delgetti, it was just like, let's just work. And so in different places we met, and we would work with him just going over the songs and things like that. And it just really honed it, and just it was so easy to go in. I mean, I did my drums in 3 days flat, which was amazing compared to the last times. And, you know, with previous albums with Gil Norton and stuff like that, and I'm not saying that Gil Norton was bad, but we'd only have, like, you know, we then wouldn't have a lot of time in the studio. So it was always made me, a little scary, because I'm a kind of a perfectionist and I wanted to get these things nailed. So it was a joy, actually, to do this one. So
I know you said the songs are working really well with your older stuff, but do you think it kind of helped you get a slightly different sound?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's just maybe just the age of the band and that where we're going. And it's interesting because Head Carrier, you know, there's some harder songs in it and punk ones compared to, like, Indy Cindy and things like that. So that's nice. It just comes about the way with Charles's sound songwriting and stuff like that. Whatever comes out. So I can't compare Head Carrier to Doolittle or Doolittle to Indy Cindy or Trump Limone to Bossa Nova. They're all different. It's just the way it is and the outcome of it. So
it sounds like the momentum's been a big deal for you guys since Indy Cindy. Do you reckon we're barreling straight into a third album soon?
Oh, yeah, it'll happen because, you know, this is what we love doing, and we're all just having a blast doing it. And like I said, Nick, we feel viable that we're again a band, and that this is what we should do. Just recording and touring, wash, rinse, repeat. That is fine with me, you know, as long as people like it. And we're still lucky to have people coming to our shows, so we're a very fortunate band.
Oh, look, people will be packing the Horden Pavilion, I can tell you that.
Awesome.
The gloss hasn't come off touring for you guys after so many years? You're still actually enjoying being out and about and in the thick of it?
Yeah, I mean, I can speak for myself, and I think everyone else, I'm saying, Nick, that since we got this second chance, when 2004, the reunion, which was the farthest thing from my mind that we would get reunited, and having the opportunity to do it, I look at it completely different now, because this was something that I loved early on that I had lost. And to have it come back, you appreciate it much, much more. So I can look at it in a different light, and this is something I love to do, and I could play Where Is My Mind every day for the rest of my life, and it wouldn't bother me at all. And it's just a joy playing. We're all getting along so famously right now. It's incredible. So we can't complain, and we love it.
And it sounds like Paz has just fitted in unbelievably well, even on tour.
Yes, she is. She's an absolute joy. She's been with us 4 years now. And the crazy thing about it, Nick, is even though she's been with us for 4 years, to Joe, to Charles, and myself, she still feels like the new, I would say girl, but I mean the new woman. And because of that, we're all still behaving like she's the new woman, so we're getting along incredibly well.
So that's the secret to best behavior on tour, is just make sure there's someone to impress.
That's right. You don't want to make an ass out of yourself, so that's the whole thing. So.
Well, I got to tell you, David, we were so excited when we heard that you were coming out. I mean, like, I was so excited last year when Head Carrier dropped. Can't wait to see you. It's Tuesday, 7th of March at the Horden Pavilion. Enjoy what you're doing. I think it's Brisbane and then Victoria for you, is it?
Yep. We got Brisbane, we got Melbourne, and then Sydney, and then off to New Zealand, then South Africa, of all places. We've never been there. So it's going great. And I can say, Nick, we've only had two shows previous to tonight in Brisbane, and it was in Tokyo. And I'm quite surprised, because we had a three-month break before the last tour, and I'm kind of like, oh, no, it's going to be a disaster. But we all remember the songs, and it's coming up well. So I can only say it's only going to be better and better. So.
Well, look, as an Aussie, I should tell you that you won't like New Zealand very much, but I've got to let you in on a secret. You're going to love it. Trust me. Thanks so much for talking to Breakfast on 2SER this morning. Great to chat to you.
As well, Nick. And I appreciate it so much, and thank you.